Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mona Montgomery with this evening's edition of The Hula Hoax. There were no gas chambers. There was no pure Jew fat soap. There were no Jew skin lampshades, and there were no Mengelian experiments. What there were concentration camps, because Hitler had decided that the Jewish Bolsheviks, who were in the process in Russia of crucifying, torturing, and killing 65 million white Christian Russians, needed to be put in cages.
What we're doing in Iraq is fighting Israel's war against Iraq. Israel started this war by stealing our KH-11 satellite surveillance technology in 1981 and using it to launch a missile into Iraq's nuclear reactor in 1981. This KH-11 technology was stolen from us by this huge infestation of Israeli Jews that are plaguing us to this day. And when President Bush, the elder then vice president to Ronald Reagan, showed dismay at this horrible infestation of spies and thievery of our technology, which we wouldn't even share with the Brits, our real friends, Ronald Reagan just said, "Oh, well, boys will be boys," not understanding that Joseph McCarthy had tried to warn the American people that these communist Jews were going to completely infest our people. Since then, since McCarthy was silenced, the Jews have bought 100% of the American media and pump out pro-Jewish, anti-white Christian propaganda 24 hours a day through our radio and our television and our movies. White people are always shown as stupid or mean or sadistic. Jews are always portrayed as saint-like humanitarians. And this is just a veil, a curtain of deception, which they put across their nefarious activities as they go about the business of destroying our country. The motto of the Mossad, which is the Jewish Secret Service, is war by deception. The Jews are proud of their talent for deception. They're completely alien to the Anglo-Saxon mind, which is based on honesty and sincerity. Read the Talmud, read the Jewish books, and you'll see that their Jewish laws teach them that it's right and proper to rape, steal from, and lie to non-Jews. And they are doing it. And we are infested with spies. And we have allowed ourselves to be attacked, and then we have allowed ourselves to be forced into submission by the attacker, who was not the Arabs at all. It was the Mossad, who then threw their harness around our military and are making our children spill their blood on Iraqi soil to fight the war between Israel and Iraq.
Okay. The David Duke conference was wonderful. He is an angel walking in human form. Tall, slender, blue eyes, blonde hair, peaches and cream complexion, physically strong, and loads of fun. A total barrel of monkeys to be with. So I am totally sure that if he runs for president, he will be voted in just on the blonde fun ticket. And the fact that he's been to jail just gives him more credibility when he goes up against the Jews. How could we possibly trust Jared Taylor, for instance, who is a wonderful speaker and very handsome, knowing that he does not oppose the Jews? Only someone who's actually gone to jail can be trusted in the next election when we strip the gears of the Jewish influence. Now, on the way home from the plane, I was on a train, and I talked to a man who works for the Predator technology, and he told me some very interesting information. He said that we are developing technology that within 2 minutes, pushing buttons in Dallas, we can send some kind of attack weapons to an area where we think there are nuclear weapons, and within 2 minutes we can find out back in Dallas where we're pushing the buttons whether or not we should send our troops in, or if it's too hot for the troops. They say the only thing wrong with this technology is that they're afraid it's going to get into the hands of our enemies. And I said, well, and get into the hands of spies. We need to get rid of the spies in our system. And he said, our problem is definitely spies, but what scares us more is the fact that the media is transmitting our secret information so fast that we in the military don't get the information coming down the channels through the military. So in other words, whether or not they know the media is controlled by Jews, they know that the media is being handled in such a way that if it were in the hands of spies, it couldn't be more dangerous to the United States of America. I didn't interfere with the communication between myself and the stranger to tell him that the media was controlled by Jews. But he did mention of his own volition that one of our Global Hawk planes had gone down, and this had a powerful negative influence on our system. And it reminded me of our theory that it was one of the Global Hawk planes that attacked the Twin Towers on 9/11. And I wondered if there was a coincidence, if a plane suddenly turned up missing, and that maybe that was the plane that went into the Twin Towers.
And a race of genius.
Honey, love you, honey, little honey, funny, sunny morning, love you more funny, love in the skyline, baby. Ice cream, excuse me, I seen you looking good the other evening. Oh, you dig it, had to smile just an hour or so. Are we in love like I think we be? It ain't a long rhyme, it took ages to think. I think I'll hurl it in the water, baby. Honey, love you, honey, little honey, funny, sunny morning, love you more funny, love in the skyline, baby. Ice cream, excuse me, I seen you looking good the other evening. Hey, suppose sometime that day we'll be swinging along over across to me. Honey, love you, honey, little honey, funny, sunny morning, love you more funny, love in the skyline, baby. Ice cream, excuse me, I seen you looking good the other evening. Woman, we'll stray our pieces, little creepy, we shine so sleepy, so whoopee, that's how you look. Honey, love you, honey, little honey, funny, sunny morning, love you more funny, love in the skyline, baby. Ice cream, excuse me, I seen you looking good the other evening.
I'm saying that we have to worry about the fact that the Jews not only infiltrate our government at all of the levels, but also control the media. Because what this guy told me on the train is that the media is broadcasting information about our very latest military technology before it even comes down through the military channels, where it's supposed to come through, from the people who create the technology to the people who are going to use the technology. And their biggest fear with these new technologies are that the wrong people are going to get a hold of it and use it against us. Well, since the Jews are infiltrating our government and spying on us all the time at all levels, and since the Jews control our media, what that tells me is that the Jews are getting information about our most secret technology, and they're conveying it to one another over our Jew-controlled media, and we're going to get hit with our own devices if we don't get the Jews out of our government and take back our news media.
The Jew says
that they didn't want this war against Iraq, and ask us, the white people, to put forth any reason whatsoever why Israel would want America to attack Iraq. In order to understand the real reason behind the Jews wanting to destroy Iraq, you have to understand that the Jew is by nature a jealous child. Their texts are riddled with stories of two sons vying for the affection of one father, and their belief in their being the chosen people shows that they actually believe God himself would choose one people over another people. So, in addition to worshiping auditory hallucinations and their delusions of grandeur, part of their insanity is this insane jealousy. The Americans thought that when we gave Israel to the Jews, that would be the end of the Jewish problem. The Jews would be satisfied and would stop interfering with everybody. And then America turned her attention to the Middle East and developed a strategy that would allow one of the Middle Eastern countries, and this one country was Iraq, to lead the other Middle Eastern countries out of the Dark Ages and into the modern age. We chose Saddam Hussein because he was a moderate Muslim. He didn't keep his women in burqas, he believed in education for all people, and under his rule, the standard of living in Iraq skyrocketed. This made the Jew jealous. That's what's behind this war between the Jew and Iraq. That, and of course, the belief that the Jew has that they deserve to own Iraq, since it's part of the biblical borders of Greater Israel. But the emotion that impels the Jew is this emotion of jealousy. They couldn't bear to be just left to their own devices in Israel and allow America to appoint Saddam Hussein to lead the Middle East into the modern world. That was the reason they had to tear Saddam Hussein and put themselves in place, in the place of the favored chosen child that would lead the Middle East into the modern world. Which, of course, shows even more insanity, their total delusions of grandeur, when you consider that 6 million Jews presently living in Israel actually believe they can control 1.5 billion Arabs. But that's the extent of their insanity.
What's going to happen in Iraq when we leave is that the Israelis will take over. That's been the plan from the beginning. After the Mossad hit America's Twin Towers on 9/11, it was a fait accompli that America would submit to the harness of Israel being put around her military, and like a good little subdued country would go to war for the attackers, Israel. From that point on, it was just a question as to how much American money and American lives would be squandered before America was defeated in Iraq and had to come home. The longer we stay in Iraq, the happier Israel will be. But they don't really care, because once America leaves Iraq, Israel will move in, take Iraq's oil, take Iraq's water, and take Iraq. Probably we'll see a mass extermination of Iraqis perpetrated by Jews with bullets to the back of the heads of the Iraqis. That's what we saw in Russia, and that's what we will see again throughout the entire Middle East. The Arabs are completely disorganized. If there was going to be any unity among Arabs, it would have happened long ago. Iraq is a goner. Iraq was our choice as the proper country to lead the Middle East, the entire Middle East, into the New World. And under the influence of the Jews, we have now destroyed Iraq and all chances for the Arab nations to unite and modernize. What will happen when America finally realizes that America has to leave Iraq? In other words, when America is completely bankrupted and all of her sons and daughters have been killed that can be killed, Israel will move in and take Iraq as part of her intention to own all of the Middle East, known as the biblical boundaries. That's all of the land they claim God promised them from Egypt to the Euphrates. It doesn't take a lot of power to take over a country that's already been pummeled by the United States. And as for the Arab nations uniting, that simply isn't going to happen. Israel doesn't need the help of the United States, but Israel enjoys the help of the United States. It's the darkest moment in America's history that we stood by and allowed ourselves to get attacked by the Mossad on 9/11, turned over the investigation to a Jew known as Michael Chertoff, who did no investigation at all, sent three spy rings of Israelis home for safe harbor in Israel, and then went about the business of jailing and deporting all dissidents against Israel. Then poor old America saw the harness of Israel put around her own military. Our treasury is now being emptied, and our sons and daughters' blood are being spilled on foreign soil on behalf of Israel. It's simply a question of time as to when America will move out, but it isn't really the right answer. Moving out will simply open the doors to Israel. What America ought to do is stand up on her hind legs, turn around, confront her enemy, which is Israel, and fight Israel. If we would send a couple of nukes over to Israel, one to bomb the nuclear arsenal in Dimona, and one to bomb the 14-acre biochemical plant just outside of Tel Aviv, we would be taking a huge step toward world peace. And we would be reestablishing America's honor, which desperately needs to be done.
She keeps him always shunned on in a pretty cabinet. Bethany Cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. And it's an imitation you can't decline. Caviar, cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen, gunfight intensity. Beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Recommended at the price, insatiable in appetite. Wanna try? To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman, China. I forgot she couldn't care less, fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen, gunfight eternity. Dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind.
Commie rats in our kitchen? Well, what are we going to do about them? We're going to
beat those Jewish commie rats? How are we going to beat those Jewish commie rats? We're going to go to www.jewwatch.com, the best way to beat those Jewish commie rats. Want to know about the Russian Revolution? Just click on Jew Watch and go down to the second little dot on the left-hand side called Jewish Communist Rulers and Killers. The first click, you'll see that Lenin, the supreme dictator, was a Jew. And then comes Leon Brodsky, Gregory Applebaum, Solomon Lozovsky, Maxim Wallace, and Yuri Andropov, etc. To get rid of those Jewish commie rats, click on www.jewwatch.com for all of your Jew Watch needs. That's www.jewwatch.com. Beat those commie rats. Go to www.jewwatch.com.
It's a serious mistake to enlarge the accusations of the intelligentsia to include such silly things as, oh, the Jews made me fail to tie my shoelaces, or, oh, the Jews made me buy the wrong plants. That's a way of saying that people who blame the Jews for the present state of our government in terms of this false war against Iraq are at fault. Nobody's saying that the Jews control everything. What we are saying is that the Jews control the media, and that through their control of the media, the Jews have been pumping out anti-white Christian propaganda since the Second World War. So severe that our black people, who under normal circumstances would be grateful to be participating in the Western man's civilization, as they were during the days of slavery even, have been frothed up to hate the white man, and because of their lack of frontal lobes, they're unable to discern that President Bush is not acting under his own control, but is completely under the control of the Jews. A white man knows this, because we saw President Clinton fall under the control of the Jews. We saw how they bugged his room and bugged his office in the president, in the front of the Oval Office, and set him up with a prostitute, a little Jewish prostitute, to bring down his presidency. And we saw that he was emasculated and that his presidency was destroyed. Now, having been successful in destroying one white Christian president, they're going after another one. And unfortunately, the Negroes, due to their limited intelligence, have been so frothed up with hatred against the white man that they are unable to focus on the evil influence that's causing the problems that they complain against, most notably the Zionist Jews, Wolfowitz, Cheney, Rumsfeld, these guys, the guys you see flanking the president. These are the guys who control the American government. Even Ariel Sharon said that. Ariel Sharon said, we control the American government and the Americans know it, so we can do anything we want to. Now we find our treasury has been depleted of $200 billion, and hundreds of Americans have lost their lives thanks to the influence of the Jew. The problem is we need to somehow educate the black man to let him know what's really impacting negatively on his life. It's not the white man who has done nothing but good for him. It was the white man that freed the black man from the tyrants of Africa, and where they were mutilating black people. It didn't go along and didn't bow deeply enough to their satanic gods. They cut off their hands and legs. White man doesn't do this. The white man was a freeing, liberating influence and took the poor backward Negroes out of Africa and brought them into upper class Southern civilization, for which most black people were extremely grateful. But unfortunately, the recent generations of black people have been so indoctrinated by the Jews that they have lost their appreciation for furthering their advancement socially, thanks to the white man, to becoming a problem to the white man, and actually to supporting and furthering the satanic interests of the Jew. What does the mother of a mongrel child do in terms of serving society? Absolutely nothing. That mongrel child is going to grow up with the genetic heritage of its lowest racial partner, its lowest racial parent, and in addition to this sad genetic inheritance, it's going to be confused and have opened up the gates, the genetic gates, to many genetic diseases. The white man, who is 100% white, has no genetic diseases that are specific only to whites, not one single genetic disease. The black man has only two, Ebola and sickle cell anemia. Both of these genetic diseases turn out to protect the black man against the malaria virus. So in a sense, these are not diseases at all. They're protective mechanisms. However, the Jew, who is the most mongrelized animal on the face of the earth, has opened up the genetic gates to 250 genetic diseases specific to Jews, which only Jews can get. If you want to check this information, go to your search engine and type in Jewish genetic diseases, and you will see a panoply of genetic diseases, which the white man now has to pay for research and development of cures to cure these genetic diseases, Tay-Sachs, Crohn's. There are 250 genetic diseases specific only to Jews, which are caused by race mixing. Race mixing goes against nature. It is a mistake. If you want your children not to have genetic diseases, do not intermarry. How can the black man assert that Jesus Christ is black and use as his authority Revelations, which clearly states, Revelations 1, 14 and 15, his head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. This is the word picture given to us by Jesus Christ's best friend, Saint John the Divine, who clearly paints a picture of a white man with a very gentle, refined voice, a voice as the sound of many waters. Blue eyes. Eyes were as a flame of fire. You don't see brown eyes flaming as fire. You see blue eyes, the eyes of a blue-eyed genius flaming with the flame of fire. Head and hairs white like wool. A curly platinum woolly type hair, like a curly-haired platinum blonde. His head and hairs white as snow. This was a very, very elegant white man, this Jesus Christ. And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they were burned in a furnace. The color of brass is the color of gold. Burned brass or burnished brass is a very delicate, light color of almost white gold.
Get off of this mountain, you know where I wanna go. Straight down the Mississippi River to the Gulf of Mexico. The Lake Charles, Louisiana, little Bessie girl I once knew.
told me just to come on by. If there's anything that she could do, up on Cripple Creek, she sends me. If I spring a leak, she mends me. I don't have to speak, but she defends me. A drunkard's dream if I ever did see one. Good luck had just stung me to the racetrack I did go. She bet on one horse to win, and I bet on another to show. Odds were in my favor, I had 'em 5-1. And that nag to win came around the track, sure enough we had won. Up on Cripple Creek, and she sends me in my spring a lead. She misses me, I don't have the speed, she defends me. Dream if I ever did see one. I took up all of my winnings and I gave my little Bessie hay. She tore it up and threw it in my face just for a laugh. Now there's one thing in the whole wide world I sure would like to see. That's when that little love of mine dips a donut in my. She sends me in my spring a leap. She mends me. I don't have to speak. She defends me. A drunkard's dream if I ever did see one. Me and my mate were back at the shack. We had Spike Jones on the box. She said, I can't take the way he sang, but I love to hear him talk. And I swore as I took another pull, my Bessie can't be beat. Up on Cripple Creek, she sends me. If I spring a leak, she mends me. I don't have to speak, she defends me. A drunkard's dream if I ever did see. To go and see my Bessie again. Up on Cripple Creek, she sends me. If I spring a leak, she mends me. I don't have to speak, she defends me. A drunkard's dream if I ever did see one.
The question is, why does the white man go to war for these last 5 centuries? Why are we doing it? It has never served the interests of civilization for the white man to go to war, except when we exterminated the Indian, which was the right thing to do in order to expand Western civilization. Since then, all of our wars have been fratricidal, white man killing white man, no one benefiting except the seller of munitions. This is what has to stop. The white man has to stop going to war on the battlefield against his own kind. The United Nations has passed resolutions making it illegal for one country to aggressively attack another country. So what was legal 500 years ago is no longer legal today. 500 years ago, Western civilization had built castles, museums, churches, sculptures, literature, and it needed some place to expand. The American Indian is not a noble savage, as you've been taught. The American Indian was about on the level of today's sub-Saharan Negro. Daniel Boone talks about going on an excursion down a river, and when he returned, two teenage boys that had been left guarding the camp were found walking around in a state of shock. The Indians had come upon them and carefully skinned them. Every inch of skin was taken off their bodies, but they were still able to walk because the veins and the muscles were all intact. That's how artful the American Indian was with his human tortures. We see these same type of tortures among the Taliban. If an Englishman is caught in Afghanistan, he is skinned alive. This type of humanoid, it cannot be deemed to be human at all, and should be exterminated in order to make way for white Western civilization. I certainly do think that white women, in fact all women, should be subjected to the free market in terms of what's going to happen to their babies. If we could open up baby making to capitalism, the free market system, we would see a complete turnaround in the present miserable fortunes of the white race. Because of the way the adoption laws are set up, it's very, very hard for a white couple to get a white baby. So they're being encouraged by the multiculturalists to please God by taking into their white upper middle class families children from China, black children, children from Mexico, etc. And the white babies are not being placed. What we need to do is to open the entire situation up to the free market. That would allow the woman who's giving birth to the white baby to rethink her choice for abortion. If she knew that she could be recompensed for her beautiful, perfect white baby, upwards of $70,000, which is actually the going rate on the black market, she would choose, very likely, not to abort her white baby, and that white baby would be placed where it's supposed to be placed, with white parents. As it is, the white women are opting to have abortions, forcing white parents to take into their white homes non-white babies. And this is very, very tragic from the point of view of the white race because of so many white babies being aborted. Absolutely, the very best thing we could do to create world peace would be to nuke Israel. And I'm not suggesting that we nuke any of the populated areas. That's not the point at all. The point is, we need to prove to the world that we are not such sissies that we can find ourselves attacked by the Mossad and then allow the Mossad to put the harness of Israel around Americans, the American military, and send us out to fight for the very people who attacked us on 9/11. So in order to achieve military honor, America now has to retaliate for what was done to her on 9/11 by retaliating against Israel, who is the country that has most infiltrated us with spies and has done more damage to our government than any other country. I suggest that we nuke two military targets in Israel. One, Dimona, which houses 400 nuclear weapons, which I dare say have not been kept in any kind of technological health, because I do not believe that Jews are bright technologically. I know they've stolen this weaponry from us, and they've housed it, and they've created great big walls around it so nobody can inspect it, and it's completely illegal. But I do not believe that these Jews, who are nothing more really genetically than nomad gypsies who go around stealing from people and sacrificing animals to Satan, can possibly keep these weapons up technologically. So it would not be much of a risk for us to send a few F-16s, which is my personal favorite, over Dimona and nuke this arsenal. That would be one target I would suggest. My second target would be the bio-terrorist laboratory, the biological weapons laboratory that the Israelis have just outside of Tel Aviv, which is undoubtedly the origin of the anthrax attack in the United States. So I would suggest that we bomb not only Dimona, but also this biological techno lab right outside of Tel Aviv. This would dismantle this rogue terrorist state without causing very much damage to citizens, and I think it's an excellent idea.
Do you think we have Jewish commie rats in our kitchen? Well, what are we going to do about them? We're going to beat those Jewish commie rats. How are we going to beat those Jewish commie rats? We're going to go to www.jewwatch.com, the best way to beat those Jewish commie rats. Want to know about the Russian Revolution? Just click on Jew Watch and go down to the second little dot on the left-hand side called Jewish Communist Rulers and Killers. The first click, you'll see that Lenin, the supreme dictator, was a Jew. And then comes Leon Brodsky, Gregory Applebaum, Solomon Lozovsky, Maxim Wallace, and Yuri Andropov, etc. To get rid of those Jewish commie rats, click on www.jewwatch.com for all of your Jew Watch needs. That's www.jewwatch.com. Beat those commie rats. Go to www.jewwatch.com.
If I listen long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe that it's all true. Knowing that you lied, straight-faced while I cried, still I look to find a reason to believe. Someone like you makes it hard to live without somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to give. Never think about myself. If I gave you time to change my mind, I look to find a reason.
someone like you makes it hard to live without somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to give. Never think about myself. Someone like you makes it hard to live without somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to give. Never think about myself.
Thank you for listening tonight, ladies and gentlemen, to this evening's edition of The Holohope. See you next week, same time, same station.